Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated. Ew. And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100CA1.
Cattle futures were mostly lower starting off today and then throughout the day, but did come back toward the end. Most of them were lower on the day, but again, they did come back. Live cattle are anywhere from steady to about 72 cents lower, with August being the weakest contract at 102.55, down 72. The feeder cattle were lower as well, at one point down as much as $3, but then came back with August. The last trade was down 90 at 141.80, September down 15 at 143.17. October down 47, and then November, January, March, April, and those spring months were down anywhere from $1.50 to $2. So the spring months really didn't come back with the front end. And then the September came back more than all the others, only down 15 as the last trade was 143.17. Box beef is $1.45 higher on choice here at midday. It's a really good comeback. Select up 81 at 191.12. We do have a cattle on feed report that will be this Friday after the close. Early estimates are in for that. It looks like on feed is 100% of the previous year, placements 104% of the previous year, and marketing's 101% of the previous year. And there were two extra business days in the month of June.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The grain futures were mixed today. We had them all over the board with corn down 4 to 5 cents, soybeans up about 5 cents, but November right at $9, up 5. Now, the wheats were under pressure again today with Kansas City December down 13 at 447 even. That market did sell off some last week, but today put us the lowest level. We've only been lower than this two trading days before. The low back on June the 26th was about 437, so we're about a dime off of those lows. After going all the way from the low of 437 up to 475 in about a week, we've given most of it back in about a week. So the wheat producer, you know, this time of year with harvest winding up in the United States, is typically the low for the Kansas City wheat. So maybe there's a chance that harvest pressure will subside and the market could come back slightly. Today, the stock market is actually higher on the day. Across the board, the Dow Jones is up about 60, the S&P is up 24 points, and NASDAQ up about 280, and the bonds are up 9, right at 180 on those September bonds. So there are some positive signs, economically speaking, helping the markets overall, but we still have a ways to go, of course, economically, with unemployment rates still extremely high, and the coronavirus still seems to be spreading.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.